This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Casabella Home and Interiors.
And State Representative Virgil Osborne in studio. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Good morning, Kyle. How are you?
We are busy here in the summer, and one of the things I wanted to ask about, some people are under the assumption when the legislature is not meeting, lawmakers really aren't doing a lot. I'm curious how you would respond to that.
I would say that's not the case. I have trouble finding time to do my own personal stuff, actually. I try to spend some weekend times getting away and relaxing a little bit, but I've been in meetings pretty much almost every day with somebody over something, and on the phone quite a bit, and then, of course, we have a lot of stuff coming up, too, here in August.
Now, do you have, committees that continue meeting off-season?
We do. We are actually just starting up our campaign leadership committee, and that's going to kick. That'll be every week on Thursdays. We'll be meeting and talking about vetting new candidates and working for the 2024 election. So that's just on top of all the other work that we do.
Now, you got added into the mix there. I'm curious why you wanted to bite off and have more to do.
This is on a campaign committee you're talking about?
Right.
Yeah. You know, I just felt like I think it's important that we work together and try to vet good candidates and try to get good people in places, different, not just our district, but other districts in the state. And I bring a little bit to the table on that. I've got a little bit of experience with campaigning, as you know, plus we have some good connections. And so I just felt like I could bring a little bit to the table on it. So I was offered the position and I took it.
Do you think that given all the back and forth, all the kind of polarized times that we're in, do you think some people are reluctant to jump into political activities?
Yeah, I really do. I think that's unfortunately a real big problem. I mean, politics is kind of a, for all lack of better words, a dirty business right now. I mean, there's so much going on, and accusations about ethics and everything else going on all over the place. So I understand why people wouldn't want to get involved. I run a clean ship, so I don't mind staying involved, and I represent the people here. So.
And for running for a state representative or state senate position, is one of the other challenges the fact that it's technically part-time, but sometimes really not?
Yeah, that's a real challenge. I mean, 6 months of your time is spent every other year in long session, and then we'll have a short session coming up in February, and you're there. You're in Salem every day, and you're working, depending on what you're up to. You might be working till 10 o'clock at night or later, depending on the bills you're voting on. So you really have to be able to sacrifice and adjust your schedule to fit. It's very difficult.
I know that on both sides of the aisle, a number of folks have gotten to the point where they want to go ahead and retire and not be involved in this. Do you feel like it's going to be a struggle to find new candidates?
I think it'll be a challenge, especially on the Senate side. There are some folks that are retiring, like you said. I think there's already a lot of things in the works. There's a fair amount of candidates that have thrown their name in the hat, and I think it'll be interesting. I suspect we'll hold the seats, positions we have, at least the number we have. Hopefully we can grow it as a Republican Party anyway.
So in the summertime, what about things you're involved in around the district?
Yeah, so I try to make it to a lot of events anytime I can and just kind of make a public appearance. I have a lot of folks that will come up and ask me questions about politics, and there's a lot of this is the time of year when I like to hear from my constituents, because there are concerns and there are potentially even bills that they would like me to present, and that's what I do. So anytime somebody has a question, feel free to contact me, or if you see me in an event, feel free to grab me and ask me a question.
Now, you're going to be out at the fair at all next week?
I will be, yes. I'm looking forward to that. We will be setting up on Tuesday. I think fair starts on Wednesday, and I will be there every day, along with David Brock-Smith. We'll both be in my booth at typical spot there in the, I don't remember the name of the building, but the air-conditioned building right there as you enter the fairgrounds.
And really an opportunity there to talk to a lot of people in a short amount of time.
Yeah, and I really encourage the constituency and the public to come by and ask questions. It doesn't matter which side of the political aisle you're on. I mean, we're the lawmakers here in this district, and if you have questions or concerns, please feel free to come by and talk about them, and if nothing else, we might be able to get some stuff discussed in Salem for you.
Now, based on how this past session went, are there things you're working on towards introducing in the next session?
Yeah, there are a few things I have. I actually have a local tow truck bill that I'm working for Roseburg Towing has asked me to introduce, and it's obviously a statewide bill, but I'll be working on that, which still have some meetings scheduled for that to come up. There are some other bills that I'm working on that address Measure 110 and try to bring back a little bit of sanity to the drug law, I call it. So there's some stuff we're working on.
Do you see much potential for a movement in that area?
I do. I think people in general in Oregon are tired of it. I think people have gotten to the point where, you know, we did pass the bill that did make it a little stricter on fentanyl possession. And, you know, I think there's more to come. And I really believe whether you're a Democrat, Republican, or whatever party you're in, I think people are tired of the crime rate. And, you know, a lot of it contributes to the homelessness that we have here.
And what about looking to different committee assignments? Anything that you want to do differently in the next session if you have the opportunity?
You know, I'm pretty happy with the committees I'm on. One of the things that I just recently returned from was I was sent off to a school on energy production of energy, basically, in Washington. That was a five-day course that I took. It's a college course that legislators from all over the U.S. went to. And I also will be finishing that in Washington, D.C. in October. Those really lend themselves to the Energy and Environment Committee that I'm on, learning more about how energy is produced, who's producing it, why, what, how, when is really important. And I would like to stay with those committees that I'm on.
And again, out at the fair next week, there right as you come into the facility.
Yeah, yeah. And then we also have a couple other things coming up, too. We have a town hall. This is a group town hall. Myself, David Brock-Smith, Christine Goodwin, and Court Boyce will all be putting on a town hall at the Roseburg City Council Chambers, and that is on August 23rd at 6 o'clock, and we'll have an advertisement out for that here shortly. Also, we have on the 22nd a Forest Accord meeting, and this is a meeting that was the folks with the small woodland lots had asked for a meeting with the Oregon Department of Forestry, and we were able to put that together. And that's on the 22nd at the Courthouse Annex.
All right. And how do people get in contact with you?
You can find me online at my virgilosborne.com email, or you can also, my phone number is also listed on there as well, my campaign phone number, and that's the best way to get a hold of me.
All right. State Representative Virgil Osborne, thanks for coming in.
You bet. Thank you.
8:39 at the Morning Report.